greatly,
insisting baselessly that Harris plans to persecute various religious groups if elected.
In Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Secretary of State Blinken have just begun talks amid the U.S. renewed hopes of reviving Gaza peace negotiations. Israel's latest offensive there has intensified. Correspondent Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
The IDF says it's warned people to move south, but a small and growing number of Israelis want all Palestinians in Gaza gone. Just by the Gaza border, we met far-right Israeli families whose mission is to controversially resettle Gaza.
The most basic reason is that it's God-given.
International law contravenes that.
If it belongs, something that belongs to us, it's not illegal.
Thousands of Kaiser Permanente mental health workers will be back on picket lines in California. They walked out just yesterday.
We want parity. We're not asking for anything else than what everybody else has, especially in Northern California. Kaiser says they value their mental health care workers, but they treat us differently.
Police near Seattle investigating possible family ties after they found the bodies of two adults and three young teenagers shot to death at a home in Fall City. Another teenager is in custody. Lynn Trowern is a neighbor.
They were always out walking their dogs and with their kids on bikes, and everybody knew them.
Another teenager found in the house was injured. Parents of a fifth grader are suing a private school in L.A. after their son was expelled over emails he exchanged with a classmate. They contained rap lyrics and a squirt gun emoji. They claim Mulholland Drive Elementary's action was arbitrary and capricious. The school won't comment. Baseball fans want in.
Los Angeles is alive and they're headed to the World Series.
Resale tickets to see Friday's opener at Dodger Stadium started at almost $1,400 on StubHub last night. $1,400. That's about double the price for last year's Rangers D-backs matchup. S&P futures down 27. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Downtown Racine will see impacts due to Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's event at Memorial Hall today. Walz will be coming from appearances in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Getting people to vote early is the main reason for the Racine visit. Racine and Kenosha do have different early voting options. Racine offers multiple locations and drop boxes. Kenosha has a single location for early in-person voting. That's downtown at the municipal building. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposed 0.5% sales tax tonight. Leaders in Racine County are trying to do the same thing. Critics argue the Waukesha County tax is excessive, aiming to address a $5 million deficit with a tax that could raise $60 million annually. The Racine Unified School Board is considering renaming Red Apple Elementary after local astronaut Laurel Clark. The board moved ahead that plan last night. And Racine's Reef Point Marina renovation project has been approved. It includes wider docks and some new facilities. Demo work is scheduled to begin next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches. Ozzie Timmons is out after three seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allow him to get on the move, you know, get in the A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was used for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy, will drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder, 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Thank you. I am a little cranky. Yeah.
You'd be cranky, too. I just went home to visit my mother. She is the queen of stupid questions. She says, you have a mom like that? Yeah. I walked in the house, first thing out of her mouth, you home? No, mom, I'm a hologram. They beam me in now from Manhattan. I called her once, I need Cousin Julie's number. Her phone number? No, her license plate number. I'm just gonna stand on the corner, maybe she'll drive by. She bought me a plant for my apartment once. My apartment's so hot, the plant immediately died. I called her up, Ma, the plant is dead. How do you know it's dead? There was a gun and a note. Dear Lenny, you suck, your apartment's hot. Goodbye, ficus.
The sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Want some moron news for today? A burglar in northern Michigan ran into the woods to get away from the cops. He got lost, so he had to call 911 to get rescued. Now he's facing charges of breaking and entering and resisting arrest and probably being stupid if there's a law against that. The Stones now jumping Jack Flash and Gas at WRJN.
Yes. Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Submarine, the Beatles, Nowhere Man, 815 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and partly sunny weather today. Slight chance showers, highs near 69. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 52. Partly sunny with a high near 58 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 56 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up, trick-or-treating. Now, I've got a list here of every location in Racine and Kenosha counties for trick-or-treating. We'll probably put this on our website, so if you don't see your town on here, we'll probably get it on in the next day or two. But for the city of Racine, this is actually on Halloween, October 31st, from 5 to 7 p.m. All right. If you're in Burlington, the city of Burlington, it's also on the 31st, as is the town of Burlington, town of Dover, Waterford, Caledonia, Elmwood Park, Mount Pleasant. Let's see what else is on Sturtevant, Union Grove, Waterford, and Yorkville. Now, the rest, let's see, Town of Norway's on November 2nd, but there are some like North Bay, Rochester, Wind Point, they're on the 27th of October. For Kenosha, the city of Kenosha will be on the 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. And, of course, Summers is also on the 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. But you can check it. We're going to put them online for you. But if you're in the city of Racine, October 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. Ooh, scary. Speaking about scary, haunted Racine. Did you know there's haunted places in Racine? Oh, yeah. Rory Graves, her real name, by the way. Rory Graves will be in there tomorrow. She wrote a book on haunted Racine. She'll be in there tomorrow morning. I'm scared already talking about it. So that should be fun. 8:16 right now, WRJN. It's time for...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. U.S. theaters made a pretty good showing this past weekend with Smile 2 leading the way. The sequel pulled in $23 million at the domestic box office, edging out the original's $22 million opening weekend in 2022. The film edged out the previous week's champ and fellow horror flick, Terrifier 3, which had a 50% drop, pulling in $9 million at U.S. theaters and falling into third place. The family-friendly film The Wild Robot finished in second place with a take of just over $10 million in its fourth week of release. Finishing in fourth place was Beetlejuice 2. Sorry, I'm just sick of saying Beetlejuice back to back. The Michael Keaton-led sequel pulled in $5 million, which was good for fourth place and gave the top five three spooky movies. People can't seem to get enough as the release of Hocus Pocus pulled in almost $1 million 20 years after its initial release. It's all about the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that you can hear him on our sister station, WAUK AM 540, every weeknight, 6 till 8 o'clock. And, of course, the Entertainment Beat with Peach Wabba every morning with me at about a quarter past each hour, 6, 7, and 8, here on WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just the one more.
just a little bit longer.
Williams and the Zodiacs. Didn't he just pass away recently, Maurice Williams? I think that I read that he just passed away. Yeah, stay. What a classic hit, huh? It's local news, timeless hits, 823 at WRJM. Here are the best jobs in America based on three factors: job openings, salary, and career opportunities. Here they are, the top three: physician assistant, software engineer, and business development manager. I looked down the entire list. Guess what's not on the list? Disc jockey. Nowhere on that list is disc jockey. Again. 823, looking for partly sunny weather today. Chance of showers. Highs near 69. Right now, sunny and 56 here at Radio Park with Chicago, formerly the Chicago Transit Authority. 25 or 6 to 4.
Together. Be together. toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Turtles, Happy Together. That's also the name of their concert tour when they go on to the oldies concerts. Happy Together. WRJN, local news, Tamla's Hits, take 29. And I've got some fun facts for you this morning. You know, more chocolate is sold at the Brussels National Airport in Belgium than any other place in the world. The first nationally televised NASCAR race was the 1979 Daytona 500. It was the hit that made NASCAR because two of the leaders crashed near the end of the race. Started brawling. It got the country talking about auto racing and brawling and crashing. And I don't know if this is really a fun fact or not, but plane exhaust fumes kill more people every year than plane crashes. So where are we inhaling these plane fumes? And why are we inhaling them? And why do they do something about it, huh? 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news now from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early voting is the reason for the Racine rally with Waltz today. The vice presidential candidate and Minnesota governor is first in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Then he'll come to Racine for an event tonight at Memorial Hall. Before the Dairy State, it was The Daily Show. With Walls asked last night by Jon Stewart about his highest achievement as governor.
Free breakfast and lunch for kids. Couple that with, you know, early childhood, couple that with paid family medical leave or whatever. And in the philosophy we have, and this is what I know Kamala agrees in, you're either going to buy school buses and school meals or prison buses and prison meals. It makes more sense to vote on the front end.
The answer is a common line in many of Walls' speeches. There will be traffic impacts around Memorial Hall. Racine and Kenosha do early voting a little differently. Today is the kickoff of that process with more at myvote.wi.gov. City of Kenosha residents have the municipal building downtown as the sole location for early in-person voting. In Racine, voters can choose from seven locations, including City Hall and various community centers. Each site has different dates and times for voting. Racine is using drop boxes. Kenosha is not. A list of Racine Dropbox options is listed on the city's website. And a renovation project for Racine's Reef Point Marina has received final approval. The plan includes wider floating docks, a new sewage collection system, and high-speed fueling options. The marina will also be reconfigured to allow larger boats. Demo work is set to start next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunny and colder. 60 by Thursday, sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the popular mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine because the grill was on a tilt and it's set in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time, just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs. Nothing wrong with that one. There you go. Dad, you know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you. Go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house, wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Messina, your mama don't dance. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Well, this is probably the nastiest splash zone video ever. I was debating whether to talk about this or not. I'm going to talk about it. A killer whale at SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas, unleashed a giant poo in the tank. And get this, immediately splashed it all over the people in the first few rows. Do you think the orca did it on purpose? You know what? I kind of do.
Shelter.
ups and downs, and there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Miami Beach.
Not hardly. That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's
Groundhog Day!
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. 'Cause you got me. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Bonnie and Cher, I Got You, Babe. Just a moment ago, it sounded like Groundhog Day to me. Hearing that song every time you wake up in the morning. This is odd but true. NASA used to hold beauty pageants in the 1950s and 60s. The titles changed over the years. It started out as Miss Guided Missile. Then it became the Queen of Outer Space. And finally, just Miss NASA. I don't think they do them anymore, though. Nice old news. It's 844 WRJN, local news, timeless hits with Paul Revere and the Raiders.
We took the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, and the Raiders. Indian Reservation. That actually has a long name to it, that song. The Lament of the Cherokee Nation. It's a long-winded name there. All right, this is interesting. Pizza Hut opened a brand new restaurant in New York City, but it's actually just a booth. It can only hold one person. Of course, with, you know, New York City rents, that's what you get, right? It's a limited time thing, and if you're a local, you need to get reservations. Obviously, if you're planning a date, don't go to that Pizza Hut restaurant.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine."
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Well, I'm talking with my father. look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, put a little love in your heart.
Oh,
856.
Her.
I got to dig up the song. I was telling Cindy a whole big story. My pick the click at a radio station I worked at was Vanilla Ole by Jackie DeShannon. Nobody ever heard of the song. I liked it. It was okay, but, you know, it wasn't a hit song. This is interesting. Here, there's a website called Eat This, Not That. They looked at 32 different types of soda and ranked them according to how healthy they are. What do you drink? What kind of soda?
Coca-Cola, classic Coke.
Okay, the original. Okay, they factored in how many calories and grams of sugar in each one. They did not include any diet sodas on the list. The healthiest one is Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist. On the other side of the spectrum, the worst soda you can drink, grape-flavored Fanta.
Oh, come on. Oh,
that one, no, one can is 180 calories, and if you liquefied a bag of Skittles, you'd have to add another 6 grams of sugar to equal one grape Fanta.
Let me tell you something. That 180 calories, that is the best use of calories. It is, if it's nice, cold, and crisp on a summer day, it's like being 12 years old again with the whole world as your oyster.
The last time I had any soda, was 7 years ago. I would drink
goodness.
4 bottles of Diet Pepsi a morning. I didn't drink coffee, so I worked at this radio station in Janesville, and I would drink 4 bottles of this a morning, and my wife said, you got to stop. That diet soda is deadly. It's worse than a regular soda. And I didn't like regular soda.
Right.
So I said, okay, I stop.
And you just stop like that? You have that kind of willpower?
Never had another soda in 7 years.
Are you immortal?
No, that's me.
Oh, wow.
And I don't miss it. But if I see it somewhere on a hot day, I wonder what it tastes like. But I don't taste it. Never had a sip of soda in 7 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know you try to, you know, you're my dealer, and you try to get me hooked here. And Cindy comes
in. I'm a Coke dealer,
people. She says, one soda. Come on, just one soda.
Brought you one.
It's not going to hurt you. Come on, one soda.
And here's a donut to go with it.
Cindy, my dealer. All right. Cindy Hubert's coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. You keep it here for local news and timeless hits. 858 WRJN. Let's see who's... tomorrow, Rory Graves is going to be here to tell us about spooky receipts.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down. Free. So we can go fishing, buddy.